Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Joining us live this morning on WBEN, Dominic Cortese from Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic, frigid morning, and with temperatures near zero or lower, what are your main concerns?
Well, good morning, everybody. Yes, as we fight through this bout of cold, it harkens me to think about maybe 6 months prior to now, where people call in the show and say, how do I insulate my attic? And that's exactly the time of year to be thinking about the ice in the winter is the opposite season, because that's the time you can do something about it if you have ice on your roof. It's insulation that lacks and improper ventilation. Ice on your roof is an indication of that, and it can be very dangerous to deal with, so I don't recommend anyone trying to knock ice down. You can cause yourself injury as well as you could do damage to your home. So think about it now. When the ice melts, as to how you can fix that. Another thing you could do is lay a salt stocking on the ice formation. That'll help mitigate it and reduce it, especially if you have massive ice. And I've seen some massive ice, especially down Orchard Park, East Aurora Way, in the older homes, especially. They tend to be, you know, more prone to insulation issues and more difficult to insulate as well. So, you know, that's the ice and roof issues. The other thing that's happening now, Susan, is the fact that people are dealing with frozen water lines. This is an indication of a draft that's allowed the air to come in to the point where it's hitting like a blowtorch the water lines and freezing them. Also an indication that we lack proper barriers and insulation to protect those water lines. So use this as the time to find where those drafts are. And obviously, you've got to deal with the water issue, but we need to move to insulate these lines to protect them.
Basically, what you're saying is it's easy to find the problems now. It's way easier to fix the problems when it's a little bit nicer out.
There you go. Well said, Brian.
I mean, when you talk about things like the frozen water lines, I mean, it's something simple. Like every homeowner knows, like, okay, you got the outside hoses and everything, shut off the water to go to there so it doesn't freeze in and freeze your pipes and things like that. But it's an easy thing for a lot of people to forget to do. And then it's a day like today, right, where that can make an issue.
Exactly. And like I said, the time of year to move on these issues is counter season. And whenever we talk about this on Hammer Time Radio, we try to remind people that they need to plan ahead to prevent problems with these kinds of issues at this time of year.
Dominic, what about icicles outside? Do you leave them alone or do you cut them?
No. Stay far away from icicles. The chance of them falling towards you is great as you try to break them. And not to mention the fact that, you know, how are you going to reach them safely if you're working on a ladder? I mean, there's just no sensible or logical way to deal with ice formation when it's there. The only time to deal with it is when you can do something about it with the insulation.
Which, you know, maybe not the time for. I mean, you got to watch out for those icicles. Is that basically the thing, insulation? If you have icicles, that's the main problem, or could there be something else that's causing it?
Heat loss, Brian, heat loss is the issue here. Well, when we lose heat, it melts the snow turns to ice, and the icicles then form. It also could cause water infiltration as another consequence, because water could actually work itself uphill under these circumstances. So if you have water infiltrating right now, the best thing you can do would be to get a nice icicle stocking, a nylon stocking filled with calcium chloride laid on top of that ice. It'll help mitigate and reduce the water infiltration. But you may be dealing with water damages in addition to dealing with the ice formation.
Another thing that I've noticed in the South Towns, especially because of all the snow, is there's a lot on roofs. And, you know, when it fell, it was light and fluffy. But I would imagine now it's probably getting pretty heavy up there.
Yeah. So We're well away from any hazard of. Well, I shouldn't say that. I know that probably some areas have gotten, you know, upwards of 3 feet, but generally we don't have a structural issue on roofs until we get to the November kind of levels where, you know, it's this astronomical levels of weight. And we did see then, we did see structural movement and cracking of rafters with that kind of weight. But ice has weight too, obviously. And, you know, so this is another concern with ice is that it could actually put undue pressure on your roof system. So yeah, absolutely. Without question, when you see ice, you should make a note of exactly what you're dealing with and do something about it when the time allows.
You know, I always thought it's not the popular time to list, not the popular time to really search, but like these are the times you might want to, if you're in the market for a home, go looking at it, right? I mean, you see more problems that might arise at a time like this than in the middle of the summer.
Exactly. You know, it's the time to analyze, especially a roof system, because this is a very good indication of what you'd be dealing with, you know, come next winter if you bought a house now. And also, it really, as it relates to that, you know, in the summer, sometimes it's better to look at a house for issues that are unrelated to what we're talking about now. So it's always depending on, you know, the area of the house that we're looking at. Drainage around the house is always better to look at in the summer rather than the winter because it's obviously it's frozen now. So if there's ponding around the water in the summer, that's an indication that you've got another issue to deal with, you know, with drainage. So yes, seasonally, it's if you want to be concerned, if you're concerned about ice on a roof, this is the time of year to look at houses.
All right, Dominic, with your new 2-hour show, I'm sure you'll have plenty of calls this weekend.